second month of the new year. It just feels special. However, we must start with some sad news in our little corner of the SO world. Beloved curling and bocce coach Bill Climie has passed away, after a long time in and out of hospital. He was instrumental in bringing curling to our local and also recruiting our volunteers. He will be sorely missed and proudly remembered. In more hoop news from previous interviews, Richard Hoth, Gibson's basketball and soccer coach for 12 years, finds watching his athletes benefit from his tutelage rewarding. Richard is also our website operator. Wearing so many hats doesn't seem to faze him, and we are all the better for it. Destiny Wallbaum, an athlete with Special Olympics Sunshine Coast for 4 years, enjoys both softball and basketball and is dynamic on both fronts. She finds the art of sport fun and will keep on keeping on. We also noted that Destiny's recent birthday was celebrated on CTV Morning Live. It might be that you're destined for great things. I've recently heard rumblings about a polar bear plunge on February 21st involving SCACL and SOSC. The event is at 1 p.m. at Seychelles Rotary Park, and all are invited to attend and get wet, from executive to athletes. There also will be hot drinks and yum-yums for everyone who joins in the fun. The Special Olympics donut at Tim Hortons in support of SO Canada is the latest in Timmy's and Special O's examples of unity. From February 2 to 4, one can visit their local Tim's and purchase a donut, with 100% of proceeds going towards Special Olympics across Canada. Tim Hortons has been a supporter of SO since 2016, helping in such initiatives as Active Start and National Games and spreading our message through this wonderful and yummy event. Locally, February 3 will be our day to celebrate. Some athletes will be on hand at the Gibson's Tim Hortons to show support and to share information about our local and how our members help to enrich the lives of those with intellectual disabilities. Of course, purchasing a donut to support the cause would not be discouraged. Finally, shout out to Randy Younghusband, a Special O coach, local coordinator, SCACL staff member and all-around decent guy. Due to scheduling conflicts, a one-on-one interview was not possible, but I'm hoping to bring that to you in the future. Keep your eyes open and spirits high.